Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluick, and this is the evening news. The slackers are on the move, or so read the banners in Paris, Marseille, Toulouse, and Lyon. It's the first day of social uprisings against the reforms of the French Labour Code. Pierre Laurent, Benoît Hamon, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, and Alexis Corbière all took part in protests, and the first scuffles have already been noted, with projectile jets and tear gas reported on the sidelines of the events in Paris and Lyon. The CGT awaits the participation numbers. There are no figures for Paris yet, but according to unions, 60,000 people mobilized in Marseille, 10,000 in Rennes, 5,000 in Nice, and 12,000 in Bordeaux and Toulouse. The CGT has already called for further protests on September 21st, just 2 days before the planned France Insoumise rally. There are some disturbances on roads, but mostly for the SNCF, with 2 out of 3 TER circulating today. Emmanuel Macron arrives in Saint-Martin, the island devastated by Hurricane Irma. The president has already spoken in Guadeloupe after an interview with local aid workers and elected officials. Saint-Martin will be born again, said the head of state, who champions a return to normal life and reconstruction. Emmanuel Macron also said he was ready to hear words of anger, but gave assurances that the state was mobilized as soon as the extent of the hurricane was known. Irma has left 11 deaths on the island. And just a short while ago, a tourist plane in Corsica crashed, leaving 4 people dead. So far, the cause of the accident is not known. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluick for English Waves.